It means that it's murder. It's murder. And we need
a
governor.
If it's murder, then it needs to be treated like murder.
That's right. And we need a governor with the balls to stand up and say that. I will bulldoze every single Planned Parenthood facility in my state. I will bulldoze any facility that facilitates this murder of unborn babies, preborn, real living people. I will make it a criminal offense to fund anybody that does this. And if you're found out funding murder or carrying out murder, you will be executed, period. That's what needs to happen. They need to be indicted and they need to be tried and they need to be executed if they kill babies. And there needs to be somebody to stand up and say that and do that.
I mean, if this is what I've been saying, if I killed my two-year-old, I have a two-year-old. If I killed my two-year-old, what would people say to me? They would say, you're a murderer. You need to be tried. You need to be convicted of murder. All right. Well, why is it any different if I kill a preborn baby in the womb? We need to have consistent laws in our country. And if we don't, if we as the pro-life movement say, well, a two-year-old actually has a different value than an eight-week-old in the womb, then we're a hypocritical movement. Then we're not actually the movement that we say we are. And we actually don't believe in what we're saying. We actually don't believe that human life begins at conception. And if we truly believe that abortion is murder, then we need to start acting like it.
There's no question about it. Abortion is murder. And those who carry it out should be executed. There's just no question. There's no in between. And you know what? This is the most powerful prayer in recent history answered by God for the entire world to watch and witness and see his greatness, his glory, his power. And this is the time that we all need to unite. We're at war. This is a war. Life is literally hanging in the balance right now. Do you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. And I mean, look, we went to war over slavery. Right? Why? Because there was a group of people who were seen and treated as subhuman. And right now in our country, there is a group of people who are seen and treated as subhuman. I mean, we are in our society at war, but maybe it means more than that. And maybe it should. If there was ever a time, if there was ever an issue for us to, you know, actually go to war over, you know, if there was ever a time when this becomes illegal and if these clinics try to remain open and kill these babies, then maybe direct action needs to take place.
That's right.
And if there was ever an issue for us to stand up and say, this is something that we are willing to physically fight for, this is it. Because human beings are being killed. And I dare to say that if it were three-year-olds being taken into a facility to be killed by their parents, we would do the same thing. And these babies have the same infinite dignity and worth as that two or three-year-old. But yet we're all just sitting in our homes taking it. And we're just allowing it to happen. And we cannot do that anymore.
I will be right there with you. I couldn't have said it better myself. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Thank you for your bravery so much. And thank you for being here, Abby Johnson. We appreciate it.